Thank you and welcome back. What were some of the details found within USDA's December quarterly hog and pig report?
The final quarterly hogs and pigs report for 2025 presented by USDA reveals
there was 75.5 million hogs as of December 1st in the United States. That was 1% higher than a year ago.
Livestock analyst Michael McConnell adds breeding herd animals came in 1% lower from the previous year, but up slightly from the September forecast.
There was 2.9 million sows that were farrowed with a pigs per litter rate that was just slightly above a year ago. That resulted in a pig crop of 35 million pigs, which was virtually unchanged from a year ago.
And what do hog producers intend regarding farrowings in 2026?
Producers stated that their intentions for farrowing for the December to February quarter was 2.89 million sows farrowed. That's 2% higher than a year ago. And then for the quarter from March to May of 2026, they indicated they intended to farrow 2.91 million sows, which is also 2% higher than a year ago.
McConnell looks at what hog producers are considering for their operations in 2026. Hog producer trends.
So overall, what the report indicates is that heading into next year, those farrowings and the fact that we're seeing the intentions are to farrow more hogs in 2026, at least for the first half, that should result in relatively higher hog supplies relative to 2025, which bodes well for pork production and growth in pork production into next year. Important to note that the sow herd, the number of hogs kept for breeding, is actually down from a year ago. And so they're going to rely a lot more on productivity, particularly the pigs per litter rate, which we've seen grow pretty substantially over the past couple of years. Overall, we've seen, you know, relatively strong returns when looking at, for instance, like the Iowa State farrow to finish returns. We've seen a pretty strong indicator in terms of returns for producers over the past several months, in particular the second half of this year. So some of the increase in hog supplies that we're potentially going to see is likely an indication of the improved returns that we've seen in 2025.
Well, before you sit down to the big holiday meal, you might have a few hors d'oeuvres, or the trend now, charcuterie boards. Popular offerings at holiday parties and get-togethers, yet food safety should be part of the presentation.
Well, what about leftovers? You know, something for a turkey or ham sandwich from what is left and uncarved from your dinner? Maybe we should serve you something instead. Food safety information provided by USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers.
If you have large portions left over, especially if you only carved off a few slices or if you're cooking ahead of time and going to reheat it the next day or something like that, it is unsafe to refrigerate those large portions of meat as large portions of meat. They need to be cut, carved, sliced down into smaller portions and then stored in smaller containers or shallow containers so they can cool properly in the fridge.
That also means immediately refrigerating or freezing wrapped or contained leftovers for rapid cooling and food safety. This also applies to side dishes served in large quantities. So say for a casserole, for instance.
That's going to hold a lot of heat. So very helpful and much safer and really important to break it down into smaller containers or into smaller portions before putting it into the refrigerator, which makes sure that it is cooling safely and properly and that your leftovers aren't going to come back to bite you later.
Some other food safety tips regarding leftovers provided by Meredith and USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Make sure leftovers are wrapped well, whether placed in airtight packaging or sealed tight in containers, so as to keep foodborne bacteria out, retain moisture, and prevent leftovers from picking up odors from other foods. In terms of proper storage time for leftovers, from a food safety perspective, the safe range is 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator, 3 to 4 months in the freezer. Keep in mind, while leftovers in the freezer can be kept indefinitely, flavor and moisture loss will occur over time. Need to know some other food safety tips, such as how to reheat frozen leftovers and relive those holiday meals? Well, in addition to the Meat and Poultry Hotline, questions on food safety can be emailed to this address, mphotline, all one word, at usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. We'll be right back on Inside Agriculture.